gasoline, wear and tear, maybe even damage to the vehicle caused by bad roads?
Yeah, if you look at the data, the report found that local and state-maintained roads in the Milwaukee area, that 54% of them have pavements in poor condition. That puts a lot of stress on a vehicle, and so you're doing more routine repairs, you're using more fuel, but most critically, it accelerates the depreciation of your vehicle. Your cars are not going to last as long as you would like, the rougher the road. The report also found that in Milwaukee, the average motor spends an additional 41 hours stuck in traffic. That's the additional time as a result of traffic congestion. And in Wisconsin, across the country, we're seeing a lot of economic growth. And so with that growth comes more traffic, and it's going to be a challenge not only to maintain the transportation system, but to modernize.
Rocky, do we know how Wisconsin compares to other states, especially our neighbors like Minnesota and Illinois and Michigan?
Well, if we look at with 31% of all major roads in the state in poor condition, the national average is 22%, and so clearly Wisconsin is behind the average there. 9% of the state's bridges are structurally deficient, which is right at the national average. And congestion is really regional, and Milwaukee and Madison have traffic congestion levels consistent with mid-sized urban areas. And what we're seeing across the country, again, is economic growth, which is great news, but that's putting more stress on our transportation system.
We are live with the Director of Research and Policy with the group TRIP, Rocky Moretti, on WTMJ. We see all these orange barrels, Rocky. I mean, my neck of the woods, southwest Milwaukee County, you can't get anywhere. Everything's dug up. It makes you think that a lot of work and a lot of money is being spent on our highway and road system in the state, yet you say money seems to be the issue. There's not enough of it to fix all the roads.
The challenge across the country, and certainly in Wisconsin, is an aging transportation system becomes more complex and more costly to improve. And so at the same time that you're having to reconstruct major roadways and highways and major bridges, and then on top of that is the demand for improved intersections and also in some places adding more capacity. And then finally, what we're seeing is across the country is traffic fatalities are going up, which is obviously moving in the wrong direction. And we need to make it safer not only for motorists, but also for bicycle and pedestrians.
The Director of Research and Policy for the nonprofit highway group TRIP, Rocky Moretti, joining us live on WTMJ. Rocky, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
You bet. 7:56 at WTMJ. Time now for business headlines, sponsored by Park Bank, helping growing businesses achieve success since 1915.